turn to a few scriptures.
约翰一书。
First John chapter 1.
第五节到第七节。
Verses 5 through 7.
请我们大家一起读。
All together.
神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。这是我们从主所听见，又报给你们的信息。我们若说是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不信真理了。我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。我们再读以弗所书
Ephesians
第五章
Chapter 5，
我们从第八节读到十四节
Verses 8 through 14。
从前你们是暗黑的，在如今主里面
是光明的，行
事为人就当像光明的子女。行事为人就当像光明的子女。光明所居的国子就是一切良善、公义、诚实。总要查验何为主所喜悦的，那暗昧无义的事，不要与人同行。倒要责备行这事的人，因为他们暗中所行的，就是提起来也是可耻的。凡事受了责备，就被光显明出来，因为一切能显明的就是光。所以主说，你这睡着的人当醒过来，从死里复活，基督就光照你了。第八节他说到，从前你们是暗昧，应该说从前你们是黑暗，但如今在主里面是光，行事为人就当像光明的子女。
To improve the Chinese translation, it should be, for you were once darkness, but are now light in the Lord, walk as children of light.
我们再读一处诗篇139篇。
Psalms 139.
23-24
Verses 23-24
这两节圣经有好多弟兄姊妹都非常熟悉的。
These are familiar passages to many.
在我们年长弟兄姊妹聚会里面，弟兄们就把这两节诗歌当作诗歌来这两节圣经当作诗歌来唱。
In the elderly saints meeting, the elderly saints have used these two hymns to sing to each other.
接着这样一唱呢，就把这两节圣经记在我们里面。
And as we sing these two verses, we are able to memorize.
虽然我们大家好多弟兄不会唱这四个。
Even though many do not know how to sing.
但是我们希望我们大家能够记得这两节。
But I hope many would memorize these two verses.
很宝贵的。两节的圣经。
These are very precious verses.
我们一起读。
All together.
神啊，
求你
鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。这是大卫在主面前的祷告。
This is a prayer of David before the Lord.
也是在他祷告当中的他的心愿。
This is also his desire in his prayer.
他求主鉴察他，试炼他。
He prayed that the Lord would search him and try him.
好让他知道他的心思，也能晓得他的意念。
So that he would know his anxious thoughts.
也给他看见在他里面最深处有什么恶行没有。
So that also if he can see if there's any hurtful way in him.
求主借着他的话语，借他的光，把我们里面的光景给我显明出来。
May the Lord expose our inward condition through the light of His Word.
让我们真认识我们自己的情形。
That we truly know our real condition.
我们就可以承认我们的罪。
So that we're able to confess our sin.
是信实是公义的。
He's faithful and just to forgive our sin.
这样就叫我们和主之间的交通更加亲密。
So that our fellowship with Him can be more intimate.
让我们属灵长进，能够一天过一天的。越过越往前去。
And our spiritual growth would advance day by day.
我们圣经就读这几处。
This is our scripture reading.
上一个礼拜天，我们弟兄讲到，神的家一个特点。
Last words, a brother mentioned the characteristic of God's house.
像弟兄这边还记得，实际上一个特点就是爱。
I think brothers and sisters remember the characteristic of God's house is love.
弟兄从这个借着三个地方来说明这件事。
Now, brother explained in three areas.
他说到伯特利，也说到伯利恒，也说到伯达尼。
He mentioned Bethel, Bethlehem, and what's the other one?
这三个地方。
Bethany.
这三个地方都是指到神的家。
All three point to God's house.
虽然他们的表现不一样，功用不同。
Though they manifest differently and they function differently.
但是这三个地方都有一个特点, 就是爱。
So they all possess one characteristic that is love.
那你不仅主的爱充满了他们中间,
they're not only the love of Christ is filled among them.
他们应当享受了主的爱, 他们也成了, 他们也自然而然地把主的爱表现出来,
because 彰显出来。 They have enjoyed God's love, they automatically, spontaneously reveal God's love.
神的家就成了一个爱的家。
So God's house become a house of love.
当听见弟兄姊妹这样交通的时候,
of course, when I hear brothers and sisters fellowship in this way,
这个感觉讲到剩下另外一方面的特点,
and I had a feeling to describe another aspect of God's house.
这一方面特点也是非常重要的。
This is also an important aspect.
就是神的家乃是有光的家。
God's house is a house of light.
神家的特点是爱。
God's house characteristic is love.
神家的特点也是光。
God's house characteristic is also light.
这是一个爱的家，也是个光明的家。
This is a house of love as well as a house of light.
以我们的神，他是光。
Because our God, He is light.
他是住在光的里面。
He dwells in light.
那么所以神的家就成了一个光的家。
So God's house becomes a house of light.
里面充满了神的光。
It is permeated with the light of God.
住在他的家里面。
And God dwells inside his house.
我们在这里就能享受到
And here we can enjoy his presence.
我们知道，撒旦乃是一个黑暗的君王。
We know Satan is a king of darkness.
他是住在黑暗的里面。
He dwells in darkness.
他所有的工作都是黑暗的。
All his work is darkness.
所以撒旦的工作就是把黑暗的带进来。
So the work of Satan is to bring in darkness.
什么时候黑暗一进来，那光就退去了。
Whenever darkness is brought in, light is dissipated.
什么时候光一进来, 黑暗就消除了。
But whenever light is brought in, darkness is dissipated.
这两个是没有办法那个相容的。
The two cannot coexist.
就像, 在创世纪头一章, 给我们所看见了。
Just like what we see in Genesis 1.
在神要建造, 他的这个, 恢复万有的时候,
when the Lord was doing the work of recovery,
那么要做这方面的工作,
to do this kind of work,
他同一件事情就是要有光。
First thing he had to do was to create light.
若是没有光的话, 神就不能做事。
Without light, the Lord cannot do any work.
所有的工作都是在光里面的工作。
Because all God's work is based on light.
神的工作也是把光带到我们中间。
His work also is to bring in light.
所以头一件事, 他头一天就说要有光。
So the first thing, on the first day, he said, let there be light.
有了光。
And there was light.
神就把光和暗分开了。
And God separated darkness from light.
神称光为昼, 神称暗为夜。
He called light day, darkness night.
从此这两个东西就不能再相合。
And from here on out, the two can never coexist again.
什么时候光来了, 黑暗就退去。
Whenever light comes, darkness goes away.
什么时候黑暗进了, 那进来了, 光就消除。
Whenever darkness comes in, light is gone.
那神把这两个完全的分开。
And the Lord totally separated the two.
不能再也不能够把它混在一起。
They can never coexist again.
然后神才能开始做他下面的工作。
Then can the Lord proceed with the creation.
当神把这光暗分开之后,
after the Lord separated darkness from light.
然后我们看第二天神就造出空气来。
And the second day, he created the expanse.
第三天，神又造出青草、菜蔬和结果的树。
The third day, created the herbs and the vegetables.
第四天，又造了两个大光, 那光更具体。
And fourth day, he created two great lights.
然后第五天、第六天, 只等到神的工作完成了。
And the fifth and the sixth day, until his work is done.
所以神所有的工作都是在光的里面。
So all God's work is done in light.
我们若是要让神在我们身上做工,
if we are to allow the Lord to work in us,
使教会是他的家能够得到建立,
so that the church's house is established,
必须要活在光里面。
We must live in light.
若是我们活在黑暗里头, 神又不能够说什么。
If we dwell in the darkness, the Lord cannot do any work.
我们活在光的里面,
so we live in the light.
那个行走在光中是非常 常重要的一件事。
For us to walk in light, it is an important thing.
那神不仅在那他那个在恢复的工作里头，那么他或者是在他创造的工作里头，他是在光中做事。
Whether the Lord does his work of recovery or creation, he does it in light.
就是他那个把以色列从旷野从这个埃及带出来。
Even when he brought the Israelites out of Egypt.
当他们行走在旷野里面，
As they walk in the wilderness,
神就对他们说，我要住在你们中间。
The Lord told them, I will dwell among you.
你们要为我造一个会幕。
And make a tabernacle for you.
那这是一件非常大的事情。
This was an important matter.
那一位创造万有的神。
The God who created all.
那一位是光的神。
The God of light.
要住在他的百姓中间。
To dwell among his people.
那与他们同在。
To be with them.
神就要他们造一个会幕。
God commanded that they build a tabernacle.
神要住在那个会幕的里面。
God will dwell in the tabernacle.
你知道这个会幕，神虽然吩咐他们建造一个会幕。
You know the Lord even he commanded them to build the tabernacle.
那建造会幕的材料都是以色列人甘心乐意在那奉献出来的。
All the materials for building were offered willingly by the Israelites.
但是那个会幕的样式和会幕的构造还有会幕的内容都是神所指示的。
But the pattern of the tabernacle, the content and is all commanded by God.
那并且神非好几次很严肃的在嘱咐摩西说。
And over and over the Lord commanded Moses seriously.
你必须要谨慎。
You must be careful.
你建造你会幕的时候，你必须要谨慎。
As you build the tabernacle, be careful.
所有的一切都要照到山上，只是你的样式。
Everything must be done according to the pattern of the mountain.
神没有把这件事情交给摩西去做。
The Lord didn't just carelessly let Moses do it.
要他随着自己意思在做这个做那一件事。
He could do it by his own will, this and that.
神乃是告诉他怎样做，摩西就怎样做。
The Lord specifically commanded how to do it.
告诉他要做什么，摩西就做什么。
Told him what to do, and Moses did.
摩西在那所做一切的工作都是照着神所指示给他的。
And everything Moses did was according to the command of God.
那为什么神也把这件事完全交给摩西去做？
Why did not God command Moses do everything?
虽然摩西在神的家里面，他是非常忠心的一个人。
Even though Moses was a faithful person in the house of God.
但是我们知道，我们的思想自从人堕落之后，那个黑暗就进到我们思想里面来了。
We know since we have fallen into sin, darkness came into our mind.
在我们思想意念里头，都有那个黑暗的那个因素。
In all our thoughts and mind, there is the element of darkness.
神绝对不许可一件事让他的家、让他的会幕或者他的居所有那个黑暗带进来。
The Lord would never allow darkness to be brought into His tabernacle.
在神的居神是住在光的里面。
Because God dwells in light.
在神的居所里头没有一点的黑暗。
In God's dwelling place, there's not threat of not a threat of darkness.
神的光是充满在那个他的那个居所的里面。
God's light permeates in His dwelling place.
在预表上是这样。
This is so in typology.
在实体上更是这样。
This is more so in reality.
我们知道，当神要当神要建立他的家。
We know God wants to build His house.
那提摩太书告诉我们说，这个家就是永生神的教会。
The book of Timothy tells us the house which is the church of the living God.
神要建造他的家。
God will build his house.
每一件事情都要照着神所指示的。
And everything must be done according to his command.
神不许可我们的好心好意带进来。
The Lord does not allow our good intentions.
神也不许可我们的聪明智慧带进来。
The Lord would not tolerate our wisdom and craftiness.
神也不许可我们的办法、我们的热情带进来。
The Lord does not allow our ways and methods.
因为这一切都有黑暗的因素。
Because all these are filled with the elements of darkness.
神的家乃是光明的。
God's house is light.
神是住在光的里面。
God dwells in light.
所以当神建造他家的时候，
So when God built his house,
每一件事都知道了神所指示的。
Everything is done specifically according to his command.
实际说起来，
practically speaking,
乃是神自己在那所经营，神自己在那所建造。
It is God himself building and working.
所以当把这家建造完成之后，
So once the house is built,
那个家乃是像一座城一样冲天而降。
The house is as a city descending out of heaven.
是从天上降到地上。
It descends from heaven.
这是神的工作。
This is God's work.
这是神所经营、神所建造的。
This is what God has done.
这个家乃是神所居住的所在。
This house is his dwelling place.
这就是启示录末了说给我们看见的新耶路撒冷圣城。
This is what is revealed at the end of Revelation, New Jerusalem, the Holy City.
圣灵工作完成的时候
，God's work is done.
那么，这座城就建造成功了。
This city is built.
那所以二十一章启示录二十一章就给我们看到，看呐、啊，神的帐幕在人间。
So we see in chapter 21 of Revelation, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men.
住在他们中间。
God is dwelling with men.
神要做他们的神。
God will be their God.
他们要做神的子民。
They will be his people.
啊，从今之后再也没有痛苦，再也没有眼泪，再也没有疾病，再也没有死亡。
And there will be no more tears, no more sorrow, no more death.
都已经过去了。
All has passed.
弟兄姊妹，这是那个神的家。
Francis, this is God's house.
讲到这个新耶路撒冷的时候
，So when we talk about New Jerusalem,
那里给我们看见非常的特别。
We see a specialty there.
那里所有一切东西都是透明的。
Everything is transparent.
都是那个明亮。
Is full of light.
那个城墙像碧玉一样。
The wall is as jasper.
明亮，明亮，好像水晶一样。
It is clear as crystal.
那城的街道虽然是金金做起来的。
The streets of the city is made of pure gold.
但是那个街道也是明亮像玻璃一样。
But even the streets are crystal clear as glass.
明透的玻璃。
Just like transparent glass.
从宝座所流出来那一道生命水的河流。
The river of life that issues from the throne.
那这道河流也是明亮如水晶。
This river is also clear as crystal.
在那里没有泥巴。
There's no mud.
但所有一切都是透明的。
Everything is transparent.
所有一切都是明亮的。
Everything is crystal clear.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的家。
Francis, this is God's house.
又告诉我们说，那个城里头没有日光，也没有月光。
It tells us also there is no light of day or the light of the moon.
神的荣耀那个成了那个城的光。
Because God's glory becomes the light of the city.
神的荣耀在那彰显出来。
God's glory is manifested.
就透过这些东西把它照耀出去。
And it permeates through all these things to manifest itself.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的家。
Francis, this is God's house.
神的家是那明亮。
God's house is so clear.
是那透明。
So bright.
神的家里面充满了神的荣耀。
And it is filled with God's glory.
并且那个荣耀是极宝贵的荣耀。
And that is a precious glory.
这是神的家注意中的表现。
This is the ultimate manifestation of God.
工作成功之后
When God's work is done,
神的家就是充满了神的荣耀
God's house is filled with his glory,
充满了光
filled with his light.
为什么他说那里没有那个日光月光呢
Why does it say there is no light of sun or moon?
给我们看见神的荣耀充满在城里面
Because on the one hand we see it is God's glory which permeates in the city.
这个荣耀充满那个城的光
And this glory becomes the light of the city.
另外一方面他还告诉我们说
tells us also,
他说这个城啊原来就没有黑夜
That this city had no night at all.
那么黑夜到哪里去了？
So where did night go?
都给神在做出去了。
The night was done away with.
所以在那城没有一点的黑暗。
So there's no night, no darkness at all.
充满了神的光。
The city is filled with God's light.
神就住在光的里面。
And God dwells in that light.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的家。
For instance, this is God's house.
虽然就是将来那个说才出现出来的。
Even though this is something in the future.
但是今天神说要得到的。
But this is something God wants to gain today.
神心里所盼望的。
And God is expecting today.
因为我们成为他的家。
That we become his house.
就是我们成为那个一个神的家。
We would be his house.
要我们成为一个光的家。
And it is a house of light.
这个家是个充满了爱的家。
A light filled, house filled with love.
也是充满了光的家。
A house filled with light.
在这个家里头没有恨。
There's no hatred in this house.
在这个家里头也没有黑暗。
There's no darkness in this house.
这是神的家。
This is God's house.
神就住在他们中间。
God dwells among them.
神就与他们同在。
God will be with them.
神要做他们的神。
It will be their God.
他们要成为神的子民。
It will be his people.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的家。
Francis,
所以我实在盼望我们弟兄姊妹看见。
So I truly wish Francis
see. 你不需要看见神的家的特点是爱。
To see the characteristic of God's house is love.
这是一个爱的家。
This is a house of love.
神家特点也是光。
God's characteristic also is light.
这是一个光的家。
This is a house of light.
什么时候黑暗进来了
？Whenever darkness comes in.
神的同在就失去了。
God's presence is gone.
什么时候神进到他的家里面
？God enters his house.
黑暗在这就得不到任何的地位。
Darkness loses its position.
这是神的家的特点。
This is God's house characteristic.
这是那个这是光的家。
This is the house of light.
所以在约翰一书里就告诉我们说。
And therefore, 1 John tells us.
他说 我们的神就是光。
He says our God is light.
我们要行走在光的里面。
So we must walk in light.
我们活在光的里面。
And live in light.
那这样我们就能和神才相交了。
Then we can have fellowship with God.
我们就能和神交通了。
We can fellowship with God.
若是我们在黑暗的里面。
If we are in darkness.
我们就没办法和神交通。
It's impossible to fellowship with God.
因为在那里摸不着神。
Because he cannot touch God.
你在那里没有办法看见神。
You cannot see God.
你更没办法享受神。
You cannot enjoy God.
所以我们必须要在光的里面。
So we must dwell in the light.
我们若是说我们是和神有交通的。
If we claim we fellowship with God.
我们若说我们和神是那样亲近的。
We claim intimacy with God.
但是你仍然是活在黑暗的里面。
Yet you still live in darkness.
那就证明你是说谎的。
It proves that you lie.
真理不在你心里头。
And the truth is not in you.
我们若是光的里面行。
If we walk in light.
像神在光里面一样。
As God is in the light.
这样我们就能和神相交。
Then we can have fellowship with God.
我们能够亲近他。
And we can draw near to God.
享受他。
And we can enjoy him.
我们能够有份于他。
We can participate in
him. 我们能够摸到他的同在。
And touch his presence.
说弟兄们，我们今天在神的家的里面。
My sister says we are in God's house today.
我们需要行走在光的里面。
We must walk in the light.
什么时候落在黑暗的里面。
Whenever we fall into darkness.
我们就失去了这里同在。
We will lose his presence.
我们就不能够摸到神。
We cannot touch God.
若是我们活在光的里面。
If we live in the light.
像神在光里面一样。
As God is in the light.
那我们神就在我们中间。
And God surely is among us.
我们能实际的和他有接触。
And practically we can touch him.
实际享受到他。
And in reality enjoy him.
有份于他。
And have a portion in him.
光是何等的重要。
So light is so important.
那么这光到底是什么？
So what is the light?
什么是这个光？
What is this light?
那么在圣经里给我们看见。
The Bible reveals.
特别是我们刚才所读的以弗所书第五章。
Especially in Ephesians chapter 5.
那里有一句话，他说，这个叫这个一切显明的就是光。
And there it says, whatever reveals all is light.
那么光乃是叫一切事情，但是显明出来的。
Light reveals everything.
他说一切能显明的就是光。
For everything that makes manifest is light.
那么能够把这些东西显明出来的，
whatever can manifest,
把这真相显明出来的，
reveal its real condition,
那就是光。
That is light.
虽然你不晓得你是不是活在光的里面，
though you may not know that you dwell in light,
你是不是行走在光中，
or that you walk in the light,
但是有一件事情啊，能够知道你是不是在光的里面。
There's one thing that causes you to know whether you're in the light.
我们的光景有没有被神显明出来？
That is where our real condition exposed is by the Lord.
若是我们活在黑暗里面的话，
if we dwell in the darkness,
我们的光景就不能显明出来。
Our real condition is concealed.
若是我们活在光的里面，
if we dwell in the light,
我们就没办法隐藏。
We cannot conceal it anymore.
我们所有的光景都在神面前被神显明出来。
Everything is exposed by the Lord.
因为神就是光。
Because God is light.
什么时候你靠近神？
Whenever you draw near to him,
什么时候你摸到神？
Whenever you touch God,
什么时候你享受到神的同在？
Whenever you enjoy God's presence,
什么时候我们里的光景就被神显明出来？
Whenever your real condition is made manifest,
就让我们看见我们自己败坏，
you see our corruption,
看见我们自己软弱，
you see our weakness,
看见我们自己可怜的光景，
you see our pitiful self,
也可能我们外面的行为很不错，
maybe we possess a good outward behavior,
我们表现也相当的好。
And we have a good facade.
就像我们常常喜欢弟兄这边喜欢说到那个约伯的故事。
Just as brothers and sisters who often quote Job.
你这约伯，那不仅是人说他是好，他自己以为自己好，连神也说他是好的。
Because not only Job considered himself good, everyone else considers himself good. God also says he's good.
神能够把约伯拿出来向撒旦这儿挑战。
God was able to challenge Satan with Job.
你有没有看见我的仆人约伯？
Have you seen my servant Job?
他是那里正直。
He is righteous.
他是那里完全。
He is complete.
他是那里敬畏神。
He is pious.
他是那里远离恶事。
He distanced himself from evil.
你有没有在看你们有没有看见他？
Have you seen him?
撒旦说我天天在注意他的。
Satan says I notice him every day.
我知道他。
I know.
他为什么这样的完全正直？
But why is he so complete?
为什么这样敬畏你远离恶事？
Why is he so pious and leave distance from evil?
因为你这样赐福给他。
Because you bless him.
你让牛羊这样的丰富。
You have given him cattle.
让家产这样的丰富。
Given him property.
让儿女也非常众多。
given him many children, given him good circumstances, of course he will worship. And if you take away all these things,
他马上就跟你就看见,
straight away you'll see he will leave you.
我们的神是很有信心的神,
our God is full of faith.
他不仅对自己有信心,
not only faithful to himself,
他对他仆人也是有信心的,
full of faith to his servants as well.
好，约伯在你手里面,
so, okay, say, Job is in your hand. But there's one thing.
你不可以害他的性命。
You cannot touch his life.
这个撒旦得了神的允许之后,
after Satan gets permission from God,
他不会耽误的,
he would not waste any time.
他也不会等到第二天。
He wouldn't wait till the second day.
他当时马上就下来,
straight away he came down.
就把约伯所有的产业统统都给掳光了。
And took away all of Satan's property.
儿女也都死掉了,
killed all his children.
房子也都烧掉了,
burned all his house.
约伯什么东西都没有了,
Job was left with nothing.
但是约伯不用口德这神,
but Job never offended God with his mouth.
这一切,
even though he lost all,
他仍然在敬拜神,
he still worshiped God.
他赏赐的是耶和华,
he said, God given.
收取的也是耶和华,
God take us away.
我们应当耶和华的名字应当称颂,
the name of Jehovah is to be praised.
弟兄姊妹,想我们这些蒙恩得救人,恐怕我们没有一个人赶得上约伯。
Brothers and sisters, I believe none of us can compare with Job.
不要说神把一切东西啊, 那都给拿掉,
not to mention all is taken away.
稍微让我们受一点损失啊, 我就发言言了。
If we suffer but a little bit, we will murmur.
稍微让我们找一点难处啊, 我们马上就埋怨神了。
If we have a little bit of difficulty, we would complain. Job really worshiped God.
这样苦难当中,
in such affliction,
他不用他的口, 他得罪神的,
he would not offend God by his mouth.
有一天, 撒旦又到了神的面前,
one day Satan came to God.
你有没有看见我的仆人约伯?
God said, have you seen my servant Job?
他是完全正直,
he is complete and just. He is pious.
原理而是,
he distanced himself from evil.
重新来说到约伯,
and God commanded Job again.
撒旦总是有理由的,
but Satan always has this reason.
撒旦是最会讲理由的,
he is most person with reason.
什么时候我们讲理由啊, 我们要小心,
so whenever we reason, be careful.
恐怕我们会中了他的诡计,
we might fall into his trap.
撒旦就说, 你所拿去的都是神外之物,
and he said, of course, everything that you took away is external.
你若是摸着他身体,
if you touch his body,
他就会弃绝你的,
and he would astray from you.
人是以皮代皮,
because skin for skin.
那么这个道理什么意思, 我也不知道, 这,
I don't know what that means.
撒旦非常聪明的,
because Satan is very practical.
他也很有讲话,
and he is eloquent.
你只要摸到他身体,
just touch his body,
让他身体染上病,
and give him some disease,
他就会弃绝你,
and he would astray from you.
那神就告, 神说好,
and God said, okay,
约伯在你手里面,
Job is in your hand,
但是你不可以害他的性命,
but don't touch his life.
那撒旦下来之后,
and Satan came down again,
马上就让约伯全身长毒疮,
straight away it causes Job to have boil all his body,
从头顶到脚掌啊,
from top of his head to his bottom of his foot,
那个痛苦的地步啊, 他用瓦片刮自己的疮,
he was suffering so much, he was scraping his body with some rocks.
是那个不能忍受呢,
he couldn't stand it.
甚至他太太看见他这种光景啊,
even when his wife saw his condition,
都当然责备他,
and she began to rebuke him.
你还持守你的纯正吗?
You still want to keep your righteousness?
你看看你现在的光景,
just look at yourself.
落在这种情形,
you have fallen to such condition.
你这么可怜,
you're so pitiful.
你离弃神, 你死掉算了,
just go ahead and die.
那么他就跟他太太说,
and he replied his wife,
你说话像个无知的妇人一样,
you speak like a foolish woman.
我们难道从神手里得福, 不能从神里受祸吗?
Can we only receive blessing from God's hand and not receive some calamity?
降福给我们,
God blesses us.
赐福给我们,
he gives us blessing.
那么我们身体健康,
so that we're healthy.
我们感谢赞美主,
and we could praise the Lord.
神降祸给我们,
but if the Lord gives calamity,
生病,
so that I get sick,
我们岂不是也应当感谢赞美主吗?
Shouldn't we still praise the Lord?
约伯, 到了这种情, 仍然不以口来得,
in such condition, Job still would not offend God by his mouth.
实在是还不简单一件事,
it was not an easy matter.
太不容易了,
very difficult.
我想我们中间观众还没有一个人呢, 是能够这种样子,
I doubt anyone among us can be such.
但是神并没有停在这个地方,
but the Lord didn't stop here.
然后神就打发他三个朋友来了,
And the Lord sent his three friends.
这个三个朋友呢，本来是来安慰约伯的。
The three friends came to console him.
因为听说了约伯的遭遇啊。
Because they heard of Jacob's plight.
这样的凄惨。
And it was a difficult situation.
他们从很远地方，那么到了约伯家里头。
They came from afar.
来安慰他们，来安慰他。
To console him.
来扶持他。
To support him.
但是这个三个朋友看见约伯的光景啊。
Once they saw Job's condition.
他们就坐在约伯的面前啊。
They sat before him.
一句话都不说。
Silent.
因为实在是他们说不出来。
Because they couldn't say a word.
结果七天七夜。
For 7 days and nights.
他们也实在相当能忍耐。
They endured much.
谁也不讲话。
No one spoke.
大家都在你看我，我看你。
Everyone looked at each other.
那这种光景呢，也是很不容易忍受的。
This is a difficult situation to endure. 到
了，到了一个时候，他们有的人就不能忍受。
Until one could not stand it any longer.
约伯就开始在诉苦了。
So Job began to murmur. Yeah,
那么这个他不是在埋怨神。
But he didn't complain against God.
他不知道他为什么遭遇这难处。
He just didn't know why he fell into such difficulty.
他不知道他为什么遇见这样的事情。
He didn't know how he encountered it.
那么这样约伯一提，这个三个朋友都得了灵感了。
So as soon as Job began to mention this,
每个人都
all the three were inspired.
约伯讲一篇道。
All began to preach to Job.
给他一个答案。
And to give him answers.
你所以遭遇这样凄惨。
The reason you were so pitiful.
就是因为你有罪。
Because you were sinful.
你若是没有罪的话。
If you were not sinful.
神会保守你的。
God will protect you.
神会祝福你的。
God will bless you.
那你看，既然你遭遇这么多的难处。
Since you have encountered so many difficulties.
神都弃绝你了。
God has forsaken you.
你有罪的。
You must be sinful.
这个朋友讲一篇道。
So this friend preached.
约伯真是不服气啊。
And Job was angry at that. He said, no, I didn't.
约伯就回答他。
Job replied,
再讲一篇道
and he preached again back
一直讲
so they spoke
轮流讲
and they took turns to speak
把那个约伯那个折服下来
hoping to refute him
承认自己的罪
so that he would admit his sinful
越被越讲啊越伯心里头越不服
but the more they spoke the more he did not agree
所以越伯有点生气了
so Job began to be angry
我不要跟你们讲
I don't want to talk to you anymore
我要跟神去讲
I want to talk to God
我巴不得我能够找到神啊
That I would find God.
不是找到他的话。
Once I find him,
我要问神。
I would ask him.
我什么地方犯罪了
？Where did I sin?
我什么地方得罪了主
？Where did I offend God?
我什么地方做了恶的事情
？Where did I commit any evil?
让我落在这样的下场。
To cause me to fall into this pitiful condition.
让神给我答。
I want God to answer.
就是神能够指出说出我罪来。
If God can point out my sin,
那我没话可说。
Then I will be silent.
但是我找不到他。
But I cannot find him.
我往前去，他也不在那里。
I go forward, he's not there. I turn back, he's not.
左边、右边，他都不在。
Left and right, he's not there.
哎呀，他实在是这个诉苦无门呐。
He could not voice his complaint to anyone.
那么到了一个时候。
Until one day.
那么我们知道到末了时候。
We know at the end.
神就显现出来。
God manifested himself.
神在那说话。
God spoke.
当神在那讲话的时候。
As God spoke.
约伯在那听神在讲。
Job heard God speaking.
神并没有告诉他说。
God didn't speak to him.
你什么这样错了。
And say, you have sinned.
你什么这样不对。
Or you did something wrong.
讲了很多很多的话语。
He spoke a lot.
只是给他看见神所创造宇宙万有怎样的伟大。
But he only showed him the greatness, the majesty of his creation.
怎样的奇妙。
The wonders of his creation.
神没有讲约伯的事情。
But he didn't say anything about Job.
光是让他看神的创造。
And only showed him God's creation.
到最末了时候。
At the very end.
这个神向约伯显现。
And God revealed himself to Job.
约伯里头清楚明白过来。
So inwardly Job became clear.
我从前风闻有你。
He said, formerly I heard of thee.
我现在亲眼看见你。
Now mine eye seeth thee.
因此我懊悔自己。
Therefore I repent myself.
我在炉灰中懊悔自己。
I repent in dust and ashes.
弟兄姊妹。
只
有当神向他显现
，Only when God reveals to him，
神的光照他里面的时候
，When light is enlightened in him，
他的本相显明出来
，It revealed his real condition。
自己都不知道的
，He formerly didn't even know。
别人更是不知道
，Much less the others。
但是当神显现的时候
，When God exposed，
神的光就照亮他
，God's light enlightened
him。里头的那个极给他显明出来
，Exposed himself，
让他对自己有了认识
，So that he would know himself。
看见他自己是何等的软弱
，He would see how weak he was，
何等的败坏
，How corrupt he was。
为此，我 在芦荟中懊悔我自己。
And he said, for this, I repent in dust, dust and ashes.
我是这样的光景。
I didn't know I was so bad.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
那神的光就是能够显明一切的。
God's light can manifest everything.
凡是能够把我们光景显明出来的。
Whatever can manifest our condition.
那么这一个就是神的光。
This is God's light.
许多时候我们自己以为很不错啊。
Much of the time we consider ourselves good.
但是我们遇见主的时候
But as we encounter God,
一碰到主我们就碰到了光。
When we touch God, we touch light.
我们就认识了我们自己的光景。
We will know our real condition.
在开头的时候
At the beginning.
我们开始在跟随主。
When we first began to follow,
我们祷告亲近主
we pray and we draw near to him.
我们向主有一点爱主的心
we love him a little bit.
也受了主爱激励
and we are constrained by his love.
也喜欢来到主的面前
we love to come near him.
弟兄姊妹，当我们这样亲近主的时候
This is as we draw near to him this way.
主就把我给我们看见我们自己的光景
The Lord shows us our real condition.
看见我们这些人是怎样虚晃
He shows us how vain we are.
看见我们这个人怎样活在肉体的里面
How we live in the flesh
怎样活在血气的里面
How we live in our flesh
把我们的光景显明出来了
God exposes our condition
我们还以为说我们很不错
We thought we were somebody
但是神给主给我们看见你是虚谎
But the Lord showed us we are vain
你不真实
We're not real
主就把我们亲自显明出来
The Lord revealed our real condition
我们觉得都是别人错
We feel it's all other people's fault
我们所以在那发脾气是因为他惹我
I got mad because of him
他激动我
He incited me to anger.
他若不激动的话，我也不会发脾气的。
Unless incited me, I would not lose my temper.
我们以为说我们是蛮有道理的。
Because we think we're full of reason.
因为当神来，我们靠近神的时候
，But as we draw near to God,
神的光照亮我们
，God's light would expose us.
就给我们看见我们的血气，给我们看见我们的肉体
，Showing us our flesh.
我们看见我们的行为上那些粗鲁的罪。
We will see many offenses in our deeds.
慢慢，我们和主的那关系更紧密了。
And it should cause us to draw near to him.
他不仅是给我们看见我们行为上能许多的罪。
He not only shows us our behavior.
他也把我们思想意念里头那个许多罪给我们显明出来。
Also exposes the sin in our minds and thoughts.
我们以为说我们的思想很清洁。
We thought our thoughts are pure.
主，你看见你思想何等误会。
God shows us our thoughts are evil.
我们以为说我们意念的很纯正。
We thought our minds are pure.
主给我们看见我们是何等的复杂。
God shows us how complicated we are.
主就把我里头的光景显明出来。
God shows us our real condition.
当我们这样承认自己罪的时候
，As we confess our sin,
不仅是赦免我们
，He not only forgives us,
拯救我们
，He saves us,
并且使我们和神的关系更加紧密。
He restores our intimacy with God.
那么这样，神不仅把思想意念给我显明出来
，He not only exposes our mind,
连我最深处那个存心的动机都给我显明出来。
He even exposes the depths of our being, the motive.
你话虽然是对。
Even though your word may be right, your motive is wrong.
你所做的事情是好的
The things you did were good.
但是你动机不纯，你动机不好
But your motive was wrong.
弟兄在主把我最深处都给我显明出来
For instance, the Lord exposes from the deep depth of our being.
赤裸敞开的
We are naked before Him.
没有办法隐藏我们自己
We cannot conceal ourselves.
我们没有办法在讲什么理由
We cannot reason with Him.
当神的光来的时候
When God's light enters,
就把一切的本性真相都在那显明出来
It exposes all real inward condition. For instance, the Lord exposes us this way. He can manifest our real condition. Not to condemn us. Not to punish us. But to forgive us. In order to save us. He didn't come to judge. He came to save. Today God may manifest everything. Lord, He may save us from all these difficulties. Lord, He may save us from our flesh. Save us from impurity and complication. So that we will be pure. Be transparent.
那么让神的光能够从我们里头这儿透出来，能够彰显出来。
So God's light can be transmitted out of us.
让神能够住在我们中间。
So God can dwell among us.
但许多时候，神把我们的这个人，我们的己给我们显明。
Much of the time, the Lord exposes ourselves.
我们常常以为说我们自己很好。
We thought we were good.
我们所做的事情都是很对的。
Everything we did was right.
我们还有理由。
We're full of reason.
这个也不，那也不对。
Other people are wrong.
但是我们是很有理啊。
We are full of reason.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers,
有主足足把我们自己给我们显明出来。
The Lord would expose our condition.
给我们看见我们的自己是多刚硬。
Showing us how stubborn ourselves.
给我们看见我们的自己是多固执。
Showing us how stubborn ourselves.
也给我们看见我们自己真实的光景。
Shows our us our real condition.
他要把我们从自己里面那个拯救出来。
He would deliver us from ourselves.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
主的光不是为了审判。
God's light is not to punish.
主的光乃是为了拯救。
But to save.
主所以这样显明我们。
The reason the Lord exposes us.
由外到里，由浅入深。
It is from outside to inside, from shallow to deep.
我们和主的关系越近，他显明的越厉害。
The closer we draw nigh to Him, He exposes more.
这样把我们显明出来。
The Lord made manifest.
乃是为了拯救我们。
So as to save us.
使我们脱离这些掺杂。
In order we may be saved from mixtures.
这些的不单纯的光洁。
From impurity.
好叫我们成为透明的勇气。
So that we become vessels of transparency.
让神在我们身上得了彰显。
So that He may be manifested from us.
所以要看见那个耶路撒冷城墙也好。
So whether we see the walls of New Jerusalem.
街道也好。
Or the streets of the city.
那样的透明。
They're all transparent.
那样的明亮。
They're all bright.
弟兄姊妹，那不是一下子做成功的。
It didn't happen overnight.
经过神多少年的工作
，It takes years of God's work，
一直在做
，continuously work，
把我们这个人炼净了
，to purify，
使才使我们成为那纯洁
，so that we become pure，
好让神能够住在我们中间
，in order God may dwell among us，
让神能够从我们身上那儿彰显
，in order He may be manifested from us，
叫人看见我们的好行为
，so others may see our good deeds，
就把荣耀归给我们的神
，and glorify God，
这是光。
This is light.
光乃是能够显明一切的。
Light is to manifest all.
第二，什么是光？
Secondly, what is light?
光乃是启示。
The light is revelation.
光是把那个主耶稣启示在我们里面。
Light is to reveal Christ in us.
有一处圣经我没有读。
There's one scripture we didn't read.
那么在哥林多后书第四章。
In Second Corinthians chapter 10.
那里就说到一句话。他说的神已经分出光从黑暗里照出来。
It says, God has commanded light to shine into the darkness.
第六节
Verse 6.
我们读一读也好第六节
第四章、
第四章第六节
Chapter 4, verse 6.
好我们一起读一下
All together.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神一定照在我们心里，照我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。神已经吩咐光从黑暗照出来。
God had commanded light to shine out of darkness.
这光呢，现在已经照在我们里面了。
The light has illuminated our hearts.
那么这个光让我们看见什么
？This shows us something.
是把什么启示给我们
？What did it reveal?
那是把主耶稣启示给我们。
Reveal Christ Jesus.
说叫我们知道神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
So that we would see by the illumination the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
换句话说
，In other words,
那就是把主耶稣启示在我们里面。
That is to reveal Christ Jesus.
让我们里头当然看见了主。
So that we see inwardly Christ.
我们认识了主。
We would know the Lord.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
那这是我们属灵长进的秘诀。
This is the key to our spiritual growth.
不仅是把我们的光景给我们显明出来。
Not only exposes our real condition.
让我们认识我们自己。
So that we know ourselves.
谁也把主耶稣启示在我们里面。
God also revealed Christ in us.
让我们认识。
So that we would know the Lord Jesus Christ.
认识主耶稣到底有什么好处呢
？What good is it to know the Lord Jesus?
我们知道我们认识主耶稣有多少，我们就能享受主耶稣有多少。
We know the more we know Jesus, the more we will enjoy.
虽然主耶稣把他自己已经给了我们
，Even though the Lord had given himself to us.
我们唱诗的时候说耶稣是我。
We sing the hymn, Jesus is mine.
主是属于我的。
He is mine.
不是属于主的。
And I am my Lord.
主耶稣是属于我们。
The Lord belongs to us.
他是我们的产业。
He is our inheritance.
他把他自己完全的给了我们。
He has completely given himself to us.
没有保留的。
Unreservedly.
所有一切都给了我们。
Everything he gave us.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们今天说享受的何等的少。
But what we enjoy today actually is so little.
我常常说一句话。
That's why we always say,
我们说得到主是那么的丰富。
We have received such a bountiful crop.
但是我们所过的日子却是那么贫穷。
But our days are such in such poverty.
我们主在我们里面是那么的荣耀。
The Lord is so glorious in us.
但是我们显出的光景却是那么可怜。
But what we manifest is pitiful.
弟兄们，为什么缘故
？For what reason?
有这样矛盾的情形。
Why is such?
他的光已经照在我们心里头。
His light has shined in our hearts.
要把他儿子启示在我们里面。
To reveal His Son to us.
我们看见主耶稣多少。
The more we see the Lord,
认识主耶稣有多少
the more we know him,
我们就实际的能够享受主有多少
and in actuality we can enjoy him so much.
那今天我们没有办法完全的认识主耶稣
Today we cannot possibly know all of Christ.
那这等到那一天时候
Until that day,
那我们就清楚
we will be clear.
啊，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers,
我们就是太丰富了
Our Lord is too rich.
我们不可能啊，那个今天能认识的完全
It's impossible to know fully our Christ.
就是把我们这些蒙恩得的统统加起来
Even we sum up all of the redeemed ones, 我们
所认识的也不过是一部分就是。
Our knowledge is but a short portion.
是太丰富了。
Because the Lord is too rich.
这个丰富是不可，那是不可测量的丰富。
That riches is untraceable.
它是那样的丰富。
It is so rich.
亲爱的兄弟们
Brothers and sisters,
我们就是用整个的勇士。
We use eternity.
千千万万的圣徒。
With myriads of saints.
用整个勇士的时间。
And use the eternity
来认识主耶稣
to know him
都认识不完
we would still fall short
实在是太丰富
because he's too rich
但是有一件事
but there's one thing
就认识他有多少
that is the more we know
我们就能经历他有多少
the more we experience
我们认识他有多少
how much we know him
我们就能实际的享受他有多少
how much can we practically enjoy
我们认识他有多少
how much we know him
在我们生活当中就彰显出来有多少
how much we manifest in our daily life
所以当他说到神把他儿子启示在我们里面
when he says he revealed Christ in us
他下面就说一句话
he followed with
他说我们有着宝贝在瓦器里面
we have this treasure in earthen vessels
要显明这莫大的能力
in order to express the excellency
是出于神不是出于我们
Of the power of God and not of
ourselves. 他就说到生活里的时候遭遇一些事情。
He mentioned all the things that we encounter in the daily life.
四面受敌。
We're pressed on all sides.
却不被困住。
But we're not constrained.
心里作难。
We are buffeted.
却不知失望。
But not unto death.
倒逼迫。
We're afflicted.
却不被丢弃。
But not forsaken.
打倒了。
We're beaten down.
却不知死亡。
We're not unto death.
在这他有很多的难处。
There are many difficulties.
有时候四面受敌。
Sometimes we're pressed on all sides.
没有路可走了。
There's no way to escape.
有心里有作难。
We have difficulty in our heart.
怎么办
？What do we do?
没有路。
There's no way.
没有办法。
There's no method.
心里有作难。
We're perplexed.
有时候受逼迫。
Sometimes we're persecuted.
哎呀，都起来逼迫你。
Everyone arises to persecute you. To give you a hard time.
打倒了。
Even to beat you down.
保罗身上这个他的经历很多
And Paul had much experience.
他的难处也很大
He encountered great difficulties.
但他对主认识也是非常的丰富
His knowledge to the Lord is also great.
有这么多的难处
Even though he has so much difficulty.
最宝贝的一个字就是却
The most precious word is but.
四面受敌
Pressed on all sides.
却不被困住
But not constrained.
心里作难
difficulty in the heart.
却不知失望
But not unto death.
遭逼迫
persecuted,
却不知丢被丢弃
but not persecuted,
打倒了
but not forsaken,
却不知死亡
but not die.
弟兄姊妹，你宝贝不宝贝的却
versus do you treasure the word
but? 很多时候我们没有却了
many times we don't have the but.
四面受敌给困住了
we have been pressed on all four sides.
一面受敌就受不了了。
We cannot tolerate even one side.
我们就给捆绑起来了。
We are pressed on all four sides.
我们没有却。
We're in such bondage. We don't have the but.
心里作难。
We have problem in our heart.
没有办法了。
We have no way.
找朋友也没有路。
We cannot find a way even with our friends or relatives.
那就是也是很失望了。
We lose our hope.
当别人逼迫我们的时候
，When others persecute us，
我们就好像啊，什么东西都整个人落在孤单的里面。
And we fall into a loneliness.
没有什么可依靠。
Nothing can support us.
被打倒了。
We're beaten down.
啊，只好躺在那里了。
We just lay dead.
要缺少缺。
And there's no but.
为什么保罗有缺，我们没有缺呢
？Why did Paul have the buts, but we don't?
保罗认识。
Because Paul knew God.
神把他儿子启示他里面。
God has revealed His Son in him.
看见圣的儿子怎样
？He has seen God's Son.
当他四面受敌的时候
，So when He's pressed on all four sides,
是他的拯救。
The Lord Jesus is His salvation.
主耶稣是他的释放。
The Lord is His deliverance.
当心里作难的时候
，When He had problems in the heart,
主耶稣是他的道路。
The Lord was His way.
当他这个遭逼迫的时候
，When He's persecuted,
主耶稣是他的安慰。
The Lord was His consolation.
最好的朋友
，His best friend.
他没有离开他。
He never forsook him.
当他被打倒的时候
，When he was beaten down，
主耶稣基督是他的复活的大能。
Lord Jesus was his power and his resurrection。
极大的死亡，把从极大的死亡里再拯救出来。
And delivered him from so great a death。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们认识主有多少
？How much we know the Lord？
我们就享受主有多
少 ？How much we will enjoy the Lord？
我们认识主有多少
？How much we know the Lord？
我们就经历了他有多少
？We will experience him。
显在我们生活里。
He will manifest in our life。
亲爱的兄弟姊妹，我们要有神的光。
We must have the light of the Lord。
借着他的光，把他的儿子。启示到我们里面
and through the light reveal his son in us
不仅叫我们生活是丰富的
so that our daily life is rich and rich
也叫我们在属灵道路上一直在往前进
it causes us to advance in our spiritual journey
在属灵生命上不断地有长进
and to grow in our spiritual life
这两件事都是非常重要
these two are very important things
都是神的光
they all relate to God's light
一方面是显明
on the one hand the light exposes
把我们的光景显明出来
made manifest our real condition
让我们认识我们自己
so that we will know ourselves
神的光是启示
God's light also reveals
把神的儿子启示给我们
reveals God's son to us
叫我们认识神的儿子
so that we will know God's son
好叫我们进入他一切的丰富
so that we will enter into all his riches
啊，这是神的光
this is God's light
那么另外一点
the other point
就是我们怎样才能得到的光
how do we receive this light
啊，我们知道圣经里头好多地方告诉我们
we know many places scripture mentions
主耶稣就是我们的光
the Lord Jesus is our light
他说我是世界的光
he said I am the light of the world
跟随我的
he who follows me
就不在黑暗的行
shall not walk in darkness
必得到生命的光
but shall have the light of life
主耶稣他就是光
the Lord is light
然后我们靠近主耶稣的时候
as we draw near the Lord
主耶稣他就是光
we will see the light
当我们得到主耶稣的时候
when we gain the Lord
我们就得到了光
we gain light
我们充满了主
We are filled with the Lord.
我们里面就充满了亮，充满了光。
Saturated with light.
亲爱的兄弟们，所以我们常常宝贝一件事。
So we often treasure this one thing.
就是我们时常能够亲近。
That we would draw near.
和主连接在一起。
To be joined with him.
什么东西都可以分开。
Everything we can separate from.
不要和主分开。
But not to be separated from.
只要你和主连在一起。
Only when you are in union with Christ.
只要你常常亲近主。
Only when you draw near
and
be intimate with him.
不仅是叫我们仇敌没法攻击我们。
Not only causes the enemy to have no way to attack us.
让我们对自己有认识。
Also we will know ourselves.
对他也有认识。
We will know him.
叫我们在属灵道路上能够不断地有长进。
We will grow continuously in our spiritual path.
能够一直在往前去。
And advance.
因为基督他就是我们的光。
Because Christ is our light.
第二。
Second.
就是神的话就是我们的光。
God's word is our light.
神的光，神的话是我们路上的光。
The word is a lamp unto our feet.
也是我们脚前的灯。
Light unto our path.
当然，我们读神的话语的时候。
Of course, when we read God's word.
那我们好像所读了许多的教训，许多道理。
We have heard much of teachings and doctrines.
必须让神的话再解开。
And they require God's word to unlock all things.
当神的话一解开的时候。
When God's word is open,
它就发出光来。
Enlightens.
光就照亮我们。
And this light illuminates.
让我们对自己能够有认识。
So that we know ourselves.
让我们对主耶稣基督也能够有认识。
We know the Lord Jesus.
所以我们要把神的话丰丰富藏在我们里面。
That's why we need to deposit God's word richly in us.
好让神有机会把他的话能够解开。
So that he would have opportunity to unlock his word.
正在我们遇见什么难处的时候
，perhaps when we encounter some difficulties,
我们正在一段的光景当中
，or fall into certain conditions,
那个神的话就在开启了呀。
Suddenly his word opens up. 所以
这句话就是我们的力量。
And so this word becomes our strength.
就是我们的拯救。
Becomes our deliverance.
就把我们从难处里带出来。
Delivers us from difficulties.
也许我们正在发怨言埋怨的时候
，perhaps we're just murmuring.
那主的话来了。
The word of God came.
那个话就是光。
That word comes with light.
一解开的时候
，when the word is open，
我们对自己就能认识。
We know ourselves.
我们就像约伯所说的，我就懊悔我自己。
We'll be like Job. We repent.
我想我们都有这样的经验的。
We all have this experience.
许多时候是我们读圣经的时候。
Many times as we read the scriptures.
也许有的时候我们在听讲给听主的话语的讲
Sometimes,
讲解主话语的时候。
When we hear the preaching.
最宝贵就是我们把神的话藏在我们。
Most precious thing is to deposit the word in our heart.
让神的话住在我们里头。
To allow him to dwell in us.
神有机会借话语来对我们说话。
And to give opportunity for him to speak through
the word. 有机会把他话语能够解开在我们里面。
To give opportunity for the word to be explained in us.
应时的帮助。
So that it becomes a timely help.
我们的难处。
To solve our problem.
我想我们大家都有这样的经验。
I believe we all have such experience.
有许多的时候。
Much of the time.
我们觉得我们这很有道理。
We feel we're full of doctrine.
我们觉得是我们非常有理由。
We are full of reason.
所有错都是在别人的身上。
All the faults belong to other person.
但当主的话一来的时候，
When God's word comes,
我们就看见我们里头的真实的光景。
We see our real condition.
我们就伏在主的面前。
We prostrate before him.
看见我们是何等的败坏。
To see how corrupt we are.
何等的掺杂。
How full of mixture we are.
我们的心说是爱主。
We say we love the Lord.
但许多时候我们的心是偏一些。
Much of the time, our hearts are full of evil.
不在主的身上。
We're not on the Lord.
我们在其他的东西上面。
We consider other things.
爱我们自己面子。
We love our faith.
我们爱我们自己地位。
We love our position.
我们爱我们自己利益。
We love our benefits.
我们爱我们自己所有一切。
We love everything that belongs to us.
我们心不爱主。
We don't love.
若不是主的话给我们显明出来的话，
Unless the word of God reveals us,
我们实在是对自己不认识。
We don't know ourselves.
我们每个人都觉得我是蛮属灵的。
Because everyone thinks we're spiritual.
我们很欣赏我们的自己。
And we treasure ourselves.
但是当主的话临到我们的时候，
When God's word comes to us,
整个的光景都赤裸敞开。
Our real condition is naked before
him. 因为他的话是有功效。
Because his word is operative.
是有能力的。
It's powerful.
像两刃的剑一样。
Just like the two-edged sword.
能够刺入剖开。
Piercing asunder.
甚至魂与灵，骨节与骨髓。
The spirit from the soul. The marrow from the bone.
亲爱的兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们要把主的话藏在我们里面。
We must deposit God's word in our heart.
读主的话语。
Often read his word.
让主的话语来照亮我们。
So that he may enlighten us through his word. Thirdly.
基督徒就是光。
Christians are light.
主告诉我们说，你们是世上的光。
The Lord told us, you are light of the world.
城造在山上。
A city built on the hill.
是不能隐藏的。
Cannot be hidden.
人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上。
No one light a lamp and hid it under a bushel.
我们就是
神的光。We are the light of God.
那许多时候我们的光啊，是像灯台放在斗底下了。
But much of the time, our light is hidden under the bushel.
不是说你是亮了。
Yes, you have been lit.
你里面实在是有光。
You are full of light.
你是光明之子。
You are son of light.
但是很可惜，你光啊放在斗底下了。
But to much regret, the light is hidden under the bushel. It is covered.
没有从我们里头照出来。
It is not manifest.
人碰到我们说还是黑暗的。
So when men touch us, they touch
darkness. 人哪看不见光。
They couldn't see light.
不要放在斗底下。
So don't put it under a bushel.
要放在灯台上面。
Put it on top of a lamp.
照亮一家的人。
And to illuminate the whole house.
我们让主的光从上彰显出来时候，
When we illuminate God's light from us,
进到这里时候，
And when they enter,
他们的光景就被显明出来，
And their condition will be exposed.
他们要将脸伏在地上，
And they will prostrate on the ground.
真是在你们中间，
And say, for truth, God is among you.
兄弟们，
Francis,
许多神的儿女也是这样。
Many of God's children are like this.
如果我们活在光的里面，
If we live in the light,
让光从上彰显出来，
So that this light is manifested from us.
许多我们不必说什么话语，
We don't need to say much.
碰到我们的时候，
When people touch us,
人在值得惭愧。
And they would be ashamed.
这一次我到一个地方去，在那里有几天聚会。
This time I went to a certain place to have some meeting.
那么，我俩一个地方是和一个青年弟兄，是一同在配搭的。
At the last place, I coordinated with a young brother.
那么我是讲上午，他是讲晚上。
I spoke in the morning, he spoke in the evening.
当然，那个晚上聚会我都参加了。
And I attended all evening meetings.
青年弟兄在讲话。
I heard my brother.
虽然是青年弟兄。
Though he was a young brother.
那么在很小时我就认识。
I knew him since his youth.
然后现在已经长大了。
And he is full grown.
话非常好。
His word was good.
很纯。
Was pure.
不但纯。
Not only pure.
并且呢，他里头带着光。
He was full of light within.
为什么会这样？
Why was it so?
我记得在他的话当中啊，我自己都觉得很惭愧。
I remember even in his word, I was ashamed.
因为他实在是活在光的里面。
Because he truly lived in the light.
他就是那亲近主。
He was so near to God.
那和主有很密切的交通。
He had intimate relationship with God.
那认真的那读主的话语。
He studied God's word seriously.
在一切上都学习，在顺服，在跟随主。
In all things, he learned to submit and follow.
所以在这属灵功课上，他是一点都不马虎的。
In all spiritual lessons.He was very careful.
这么几年里头，他一直因着他一直在亲近主的缘故。
for the many years because of his intimacy with the Lord.
所以他话语虽然简单
though his word was simple,
但是话都带着光的
but his word carried the light.
因着他是那跟随那顺服主的员工
because he followed and submitted to the Lord.
所以他话那是有权柄的
his word was full of power.
年纪虽然很轻
though he was young.
那是他话里是有权柄
but his word was full of power.
因为他是那样的顺服那样跟那样顺服主的一个人
because he was so submissive to the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
he runs his
word. 就强调我自己
And I remember myself.
虽然这么长久的时间
though for such a long time,
年纪也这么大了
and I have been so old.
当然他管我是叫叔叔啊
He called me uncle.
他很小我就认识
Because I knew him since youth.
那也看着他在长大起来
I watched him grow up.
那么亲爱的兄弟们
Francis,
我觉得这么多年以来我虽然也读主的话但是不是那认真
And I feel for so many years, though I read God's word, but I'm not serious.
虽然也在那祷告，也在那亲近他。
Though I prayed and draw near to him,
不是那认真。
I have not been so serious.
虽然也在那跟随他。
I though have followed him.
许多的时候随着自己的意思。
Many times I go according to my will.
不是那认真。
I wasn't serious.
所以弟兄在那讲的时候，就把我的光景给我显。
So as the brother spoke, he exposed my real condition.
让我看见我自己的情形。
Show me my real condition.
亲爱的弟兄姊
妹，Dear brothers and sisters,
真是巴不得。我们能够把灯台放在把灯放在灯台上面。
With that, all of us would put the light on the lamp.
让我们的光从我们身上照出来。
So the light would be illuminated from us.
那当光照出来的时候
，When light shines，
那是什么样子呢
？What is that condition？
这里就告诉你，光啊，它是有果子的。
Here tells us the light begets fruit.
光的果子啊，就是良善。
The fruit of light is goodness.
公义。
Righteousness.
真实。
Truth.
这就是光的果子。
These are the fruits of light.
那我们可以看看我们有没有这果子。
So let's consider if we have these light.
就你们有光，把光照出来。
Have you shined the light?
有没有在聚会当中把光照出来
？Have you illuminated in the meeting?
有没有在公司里面把光照出来
？Have you illuminated in your workplace?
把光照出来
，or in your family?
那就是看我们有没有果子。
And you would check your fruit.
我们是不是在一切事是良善？
Whether in all things we have the good,
我们是不是那公义
？We have the righteousness.
我们是不是那样子真实
？Or are we so truthful?
那这六个字可以把它变成三个字。
And they can be reduced to three words.
我想这比较容易记。
It's easier to remember.
光的果子是什么呢
？What are the fruit of light?
光的果子就是善、义、真。
They are goodness, righteousness, and truthfulness.
一个善
，goodness.
一个是义
，righteousness.
一个真实
，truthfulness.
什么是善？
What is goodness?
善就叫神心满意足。
Goodness causes God to be satisfied.
神得着荣耀。
That God will be glorified.
这个是善。
This is good.
不是说对不对的问题。
It's not whether good or right or wrong.
有没有得着荣耀
？But whether God was glorified.
神当时有没有得着心满意足
？But whether God was satisfied.
这样讲话。
We spoke in this way.
我们这样做事情。
We did it that way.
还不是说你做的对和不对。
It is not a matter of right or wrong.
我们常常是对和不对的。
Many times we are in the realm of right or
wrong,
or good or bad.
神来就看是不是良善。
But God looks at whether it's good.
我们这样说啊，这样做事。
He spoke this way, did this thing.
神得着荣耀。
Was God glorified?
让神心得着满足。
God would be satisfied.
这是善。
This would be good.
什么是义？
What is righteousness?
义，我们主耶稣告诉我们了。
The Lord Jesus told us.
他说：“你们为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。”
He said, "You would You would rebuke yourself for goodness, for righteousness, for judgment.
什么叫做那个罪呢
？So what is sin?
就是不信。
Sin is unbelief.
不信就是罪。
Unbelief is sin.
什么叫义呢
？What is righteousness?
义就是我引导我到父那里去。
Righteousness is because I go to the Father.
那不信是罪，我们还能了解。
We understand unbelief is sin.
那么这义啊，是我引导我到父那里去。
Righteousness is because I go to the Father.
你们就不再见我了。
You will not see me no more.
这怎么是义啊？
Why is this right?
我们是不大了解。
We don't understand.
弟兄姊妹，什么是义？
For instance, what is right?
义就是只有这样的人，他能到父那里去。
Righteousness means only this kind of person can go to God.
所以是到父那里去。
The Lord Jesus went to the Father.
那并不是说他自己到父那里去的。
It doesn't mean he went by himself.
他从死里复活。
He resurrected from death.
升到天上。
He ascended to the heaven.
这一切都是神的作为。
All these are God's work.
是神叫他从死里复活。
God caused him to be arisen from the dead.
神把他接到天上去。
God received him to the heaven.
是神使他坐在神的右边。
God seated him on his right hand.
在那里得着荣耀尊贵。
Receiving honor and glory. 好的，
亲爱的兄弟们，只有这样的人
，Only this kind of person.
神把他接到天上。
God can receive to the heaven.
接到荣耀里面。
Into glory.
那 亲爱的兄弟
们， brothers,
我们是不是这样一个人？
Are we such a person?
我们的心思为人像不像主耶稣基督？
Are deeds just like the Lord?
我们有没有把主耶稣这样彰显出来？
Have we manifested the Lord Jesus?
我们还是把我们自己理由这样彰显出来？
Or have we manifested our reason?
把我们自己这样彰显出来？
Ourselves?
还是把主耶稣彰显出来？
Or did we manifest Jesus?
所以我们到底是不是活在光的里面？
Whether or not we dwell in light?
就是看我们像不像主耶稣。
It is dependent upon whether we are like him.
你这样的讲话像不像主耶稣？
Are you like him when you spoke this way?
你这样做事像不像主耶稣？
Are you like the Lord Jesus when you did it this way?
主耶稣是不是这样？
Was the Lord like this?
亲爱的兄弟
们，那
是义。
That is righteous.
是不是真？
What is truth?
真实。
What is real?
是没有虚假。
That is no vanity.
许多时候我们虽然蒙恩得救了。
Many times when we're saved,
但是我们仍然有许多的虚话。
We still have much hypocrisy.
许多的谎言。
We have much lies.
在神的儿女们中间。
Even it is among God's people.
所以许多时候你看神的儿女们有许多难处。
So we see there are difficulties among God's people.
这难处都是谎言所带进来的。
All these are brought in by lies.
我们活在虚妄的里面。
We live in lies.
活在虚假当中。
We live in hypocrisy.
我们不够真实。
We're not real.
所以今天有许多难处。
That's why we have much difficulty.
什么时候那个虚谎一进来
？Whenever lie comes in.
什么时候我们就落在黑暗里面
？Whenever we dwell in darkness.
就得到地位。
And whenever the enemy gains his ground.
他不仅是黑暗的君王。
He not only is the king of darkness.
他也是撒谎之人的。
He's the father of liars.
亲爱的兄弟
们，
我们是不是真实？
Brothers, are we real?
一个神的儿女，
are we truth?
活在光的里面，
God's children dwell in light.
不仅外面表现的是真实的，
not only manifest truth.
存心意念都是真实的，
even our intentions are truth.
你能从那外面一下子看到他里面去，
you can see from outside to inside.
他不是那一把假冒伪善的人，
he's not a hypocrite.
外面显得很属灵。
He put on a facade of spirituality.
但是里面却是满了人的死人的骨头。
Inwardly full of dead men's bones.
坟墓修饰得很好。
The whitewashed tomb.
但是里面却是满了死。
Was full of death.
亲爱的兄弟
们，
神的儿女应当是真实的。
God's children should be truthful.
应当是里外一致的。
Should be the same outward.
我们的主最喜欢的一件事。
What pleases the Lord the most?
喜欢真实。
He loves real.
你是这样人，你就是这样一个人。
You're such a person. You would manifest.
你是什么样人？
Whatever you are,
你表现你是什么？
You would reveal such.
你是属肉体的人，
if you are flesh,
你表现你属肉体的样子。
You would manifest fleshly.
主道蛮高兴的。
And the Lord would be pleased with that.
就像当初主耶稣在地上一样。
Just like when the Lord was on earth.
他看见有税吏和娼妓。
He saw the prostitutes and tax collectors.
这些人都是犹太人所拒绝的。
They were the people rejected by the Jews.
但是主跟他们一同吃饭。
But the Lord ate with them.
主当然和他们有来往。
The Lord fellowship with them.
主说他们需要我。
The Lord said they need.
我愿意求进他们。
I'm willing to.
很多法利赛人在定罪主耶稣。
Many Pharisees rebuked the Lord.
他怎么和这样人来往？
Why did they fellowship with such people?
怎么和这样的一同吃饭？
How did they? How could he eat with them?
不知道我们的主耶稣基督。
You don't know our Lord Jesus.
他最喜欢人的真实。
He loves the most.
带到你的本相。
Just come as you
are. 你是这样一个，你就怎样到主里面。
However you are, you come just as you are.
这是你的本相。
This is your reality.
不要装假。
Do not put on a facade.
最不喜欢的一件事。
What the Lord hates most.
就是虚假。
Is hypocrisy.
你明明里头不愿意。
You were not unwilling inside.
很好的样子。
And you put on a good
face. 你明明已经生气了。
You were angry within.
笑眯眯。
And you put on a smiling face.
这最讨厌了。
This is pretty,
这是虚假。这个不是真实，这个不是光的果子，
这是 not a fruit of life.
人所做出来的，
这是 done by the hand of man.
这是虚假的。
This is a vain vanity.
这样人一再的责备他们。
So the Lord rebuked them over.
假冒伪善的人呐、啊、
，You hypocrite.
你们有祸了。
Woe unto
you. 假冒伪善的人呐、啊。
Hypocrite.
你们有祸了。
Woe unto you.
亲爱的兄弟们，
Your brothers,
我并不是鼓励弟兄姊妹放肆。
I'm not here to encourage you.
那我乃是让弟兄姊妹看见主喜欢真实。
Because I want to show you the Lord loves truthfulness.
不喜欢虚假。
The Lord does not like hypocrisy.
这是光的果子。
This is one of the fruits of
life.
Goodness.
义。
And righteousness.
真。
And truthfulness.
那我们要记得。
We must remember.
那你说我表现真义的，我就天天发脾气。
And you say I want to be truthful, so I will lose my temper.
那我就问你像不像主耶稣？
And I will ask you, are you like the Lord Jesus?
主耶稣是不是天天在发脾气？
Did the Lord lose his temper daily?
亲爱的兄弟们，
Dear brothers,
不像主耶稣。
No, that's not like that.
能不能叫主得荣耀？
Can we glorify God?
能不能叫主的心满意足？
Can we satisfy God's heart with that?
这三方面必须平衡的。
These three aspects must be in balance.
光的果子。
These are the fruits of life.
亲爱的兄弟
们，
若是我们的生活里头满了光的果子，
If our daily life is filled with the fruits of life.
嗯、看见我们的好行为
Others will see our good deeds
荣耀归给我们在天上的父他们虽然没有看见过神
Though they have never seen God
但他们从我们身上看见神
through us they could see God's glory
他说凡是被光责备。
Whatever is rebuked by the Lord. Whatever is concealed must be manifested by
the
Lord. Many times among God's children, we see God's children.
他们的光，神的光从他们上显出来时候,
when God's light illuminates from
them,
and we would condemn ourselves.
亲爱的兄弟们,
brothers and sisters,
这一个就是光的来源。
This is the source of light.
所以我们要常常和神的儿女们。
So we must fellowship often with God's children. Do not forsake assembly.
你说弟兄姊妹都不好。
You say all brothers and sisters are no good.
那就是我一个人好。
I'm the only one good.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Good brothers and sisters.
虽然我们有失败有软弱。
Though we are weak and fail.
有的时候你看见那光从上显出来。
Sometimes you will see light manifest from us.
虽然许多时候我们把光隐藏。
So many times we conceal that light.
放在兜底下床底下。
Put it under a bushel.
但有的时候也放在灯台上。
Sometimes we put them on a lampstand.
有的时候亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
所以我们要常和弟兄姊妹有交流。
We must often
fellowship
with
us. 勉励。
So that we will be encouraged and exhorted.
更往前去，
就是把事实
这是
go forward，
光的来源。
This is the source of light。
主耶稣就是光。
The Lord is light。
要亲近主。
We must draw near。
把一切事情带到主的跟前。
Bring everything to His face。
不要自己猜想这样那样。
And do not imagine。
很多是我们的猜想啊。
Much of the time our imagination。
我们自己害自己。
We endanger ourselves。
也在害了别人。
And we endanger others。
结果叫许多时候叫圣灵二里面怎么样，满了那个云雾。
And we cause much cloud in God's people.
那不纯洁。
And it is not pure.
我把一切事带到主里面去。
We must bring all things to God's presence.
我们碰到主。
When we touch God.
摸到主。
Touch him.
我们才能对事情的本相有真实的认识。
We have a real estimation of the reality.
我们主耶稣就是光。
Our Lord is light.
主的话就是光。
His word is light.
让主的话启示在我们里面。
May His word reveal in us.
常常读主的话语。
Often read His word.
也。让主的话藏在我们里面
and hide his word in us.
还要神有机会对我们说话
to give opportunity that the Lord speak to
us.
God's children are light.
不要失去这个宝贵的机会
do not lose such precious opportunities.
常和弟兄姊妹在一起
and have fellowship often with the saints.
那我们就蒙到光照
we will be enlightened.
就受到激励
we'll be encouraged.
就讲神家第二个特点
this is the second characteristic of God's house.
那个记得
I hope Francis will remember.
头一个特点
first characteristic
是什么
what is it?
爱
Lord,
这是爱的家第二光
Second is light,
光的家
House of light
在这里没有黑暗没有地位
In which is no darkness at all